Well, Congress today held some hearings about the danger of interplanetary objects to the United States. And joining us now to talk about this and other interstellar projects is Michio Kaku, one of the world's leading theoretical physicists and, of course, host of Science Fantastic. Dr. Kaku, welcome to America's Radio News.
Well, glad to be on.
So, first things first, I heard that the Voyager 1 is now left the solar system. Is that right?
That's right. If you are a Star Trek fan, you know that the Voyager spacecraft left Earth, left the solar system, was captured by the aliens, and came back as a supercharged weapon. Well, there is a Voyager, and the Voyager is leaving what is called a heliopause. It turns out the solar wind spews out radiation almost to about a light year from the Earth, way, way past our solar system. And now the Voyager is slowly creaking along and has actually reached the edge of the first layer of the heliopause. And so, believe it or not, we are actually sending a space probe outside the solar system for the first time.
Now, nobody really thinks that a balding, attractive young woman is going to come back with the obscured V'ger plate to take over the planet or anything, right?
That's right. No one expects any aliens out there to suddenly kidnap our Voyager and give it artificial intelligence so it comes back looking for its maker. That was the plot of Star Trek 1, okay? However, it just goes to show you that the space program, you know, things that we launched decades ago are still out there chugging away, still out there beaming information to the very edges of the solar system.
Well, this is definitely one of those stories of how, you know, something can continue to capture the imagination. And, of course, it takes years, the events for these things to transpire. Now, Congress today was holding hearings on the dangers to the planet from interstellar events like the meteorite that exploded over Russia recently. Can you tell us a little bit more? Should we be worried, Dr. Kaku, or what do you think?
Well, you know, we dodged the bullet. That meteor, which sailed over Russia, broke up about 20 miles in the sky. That was an airburst. If it hit the ground, if it had stayed intact for just a few more seconds, it would have hit the ground with the force of 20 Hiroshima bombs. So the casualties would have been probably in the hundreds of thousands if it just had stayed intact for just a few more seconds. That's how dangerous these things are. These are city busters. They're capable of taking out New York or London or Moscow. They take place perhaps once every 100 years, and we had one back in 1908 when a huge meteor about the size of an apartment building slammed into Siberia. And so these are things that NASA takes very seriously because we are in the middle of a cosmic shooting gallery. These things come whizzing by, and we are totally clueless about their presence. We are a sitting duck to a meteor strike. Now, of course, they don't happen every day. They happen on the scale of decades or centuries. But one day, an asteroid could come with our name on it.
Well, it seems like the kind of thing where, you know, we look at North Korea, we look at Syria, we look at Iran, and we think we can deter them from doing bad stuff. Obviously, there's very little capacity to deter an asteroid or a meteorite. Is there anything we can do to defend the Earth?
Well, just remember that the dinosaurs did not have a space program, and that's why there are no dinosaurs here today. That's why NASA is holding these hearings with Congress, talking about whether or not we can deflect an asteroid in the future. Now, President Barack Obama canceled the moon program, he canceled the Mars program, but he left the option of landing on an asteroid. Now, we can perhaps piggyback off that, and instead of landing on an asteroid, survey the asteroid to see what it would take to push it out of the way if it's headed toward the Earth.
Or I suppose even to push it into a more oblique impact rather than a direct one, I would think. Well, Dr. Kaku, so sorry we have to cut you off. We have to take a break. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, no problem.
Very interesting stuff. That's Michio Kaku. He is the host of Science Fantastic.